News Talk Breakfast. In association with AIR. Seamless connections with Ireland's number one broadband provider.
And three government TDs have joined a cross-party Oireachtas group set up to lobby Health Minister Stephen Donnelly to secure state ownership of the National Maternity Hospital from the Religious Sisters of Charity. One of those is Green Party TD Nasa Harrigan. She joins us now. Nasa, what exactly are you looking for here?
Good morning. Look, I suppose in the last year we've seen a recognition that there is an issue around the ownership of land by the Sisters of Charity. And that was borne out in the last few months, I suppose, when they changed their ownership model to a company. So what we're going to see on the new National Maternity Hospital is a company called St. Vincent's Holdings. They are currently drawing up a constitution, and there is a statement that there will be no religious influence or board members drawn from religious bodies. Now, obviously, in the last few years with repeal, there has been a concern that the level of institutional involvement in the provision of public maternity services is ongoing. Those concerns have not gone away. And so I suppose there's an interest across many parties in both the opposition and in government that we get clarity around this issue, that there's no ambiguity, because we know that in the past there has been a barrier to care where there is an ethos of Catholicism in play in the board. So I suppose
Do we not have that clarity, Nasa? Did we not get absolute assurances that there would be no interference in the day-to-day running of the hospital? Was that not achieved?
No, I think that there are concerns that remain, and this group is looking for absolute clarity around that. Second to that, I guess, is just the model itself. So the maternity hospital is likely to cost something in the region of 500 million. Now, we don't own the land. And I suppose in the next few years, we're going to be hopefully implementing Sláinte Care in full. And we're looking for, you know, a secular and universal basis for our healthcare. And I think that it's high time that we start as we mean to go on, that we have state-run, state-owned and state-provided healthcare. No longer should we be relying on religious institutions.
Yeah, no, I think everyone would agree with that. I think everyone would agree with that. But I suppose the practice, how it's going to work in practice is the issue. Like, would we have to buy the sisters, the Religious Sisters of Charity out? And how much would that cost? How many hundreds of millions would that cost?
Well, the land is quite valuable. And I suppose if you're suggesting that we would CPO it, you're talking, you know, more than 100 million. And that is a very serious undertaking. And what I don't want to do is, I suppose, underplay the complexity of the issue here. We're talking about a huge capital investment and very, very valuable land. However, we do know that in the past, the presence of corporate entities that have a religious ethos has been a barrier to care. There is significant concern
Past is a different country, though. I mean, like, are we really going to spend 100 million quid?
It is.
Is it worth splashing out maybe 100 million, 200 million euros? Could that money not be better used elsewhere in the health service when there is an absolute categoric reassurance that there will be no religious interference in the day-to-day operations of that hospital?
Well, I would question, and certain senior medical experts would question, whether that is an absolute and categoric, as you describe it, assurance. Any new company that may have a corporate ethos in keeping with Catholic values, despite their best intentions, and by the way, this isn't an attack on the Sisters of Charity.
They're entitled to their values.
Entitled to it. Where this comes into conflict with, you know, that secular and universal provision of healthcare is when there's a corporate ethos there that is based on Catholic values. And that doesn't just relate to reproductive health in terms of terminations, which obviously we saw play out during repeal, but there are also issues coming up like IVF. We have legislation coming down the tracks on IVF, and hopefully we'll see publicly provided IVF available in our hospitals very soon. And those also come into conflict with a corporate ethos that is based on Catholic values.
All right,
so I think we do need clarity there, and, you know, we've learned the hard way the importance of getting this right.
Okay, we will leave it there. Green Party TD NASA Harrigan, thank you for talking to News Talk Breakfast. Let us know what you think. Do you agree with NASA, or do you think maybe we shouldn't splash out 100 million or 200 million or whatever it is in order to get that? 53106 at a cost of 30 cents.